Welcome to Main Street Banking, a podcast for community bankers brought to you by the Barrett School of Banking, located in the heart of banking, blues, and barbecue, Memphis, Tennessee. My name is Byron Earnhardt. I am the program director here at Barrett, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to our corner of the banking world and hope that we can make your bank, your staff, and maybe even your day a better one. Welcome back to our superhero community banking series. The past few weeks have been very interesting as we went outside the vault to talk about how community banks can impact our communities. If you're a new listener to the show, I hope you've seen how important this topic is to us here in Barrett. Whether you're in a small town or a big city, you have the opportunity, and I would even go so far as to say the moral obligation, to help those in your community thrive with their money. You are uniquely positioned to do what few others can: grow the bank, and grow the lives of the consumers and small businesses around you. Quite frankly, that is the competitive advantage you hold against whatever level of competitor you face. Your customers put their trust in you because you've earned it. You care, and quite frankly, you're the best at what you do. That's superhero community banking. Well, that's probably enough of that sermon, so let's get on with the episode today. We find ourselves in Chapter 5 of The Art of War in a chapter called Energy. Okay, weird title, so let's rephrase it and call it The Momentum of Culture in a Superhero Community Bank. Now, once we pick the battlefield, once we've identified that area where we can win, and honestly, we have already won in many respects, what does the battle look like? What does an inspired community bank look like that is engaged in the struggle? Now, before we get too deep into Chapter 5, let's back up into Chapter 4. If you're reading along in The Art of War, and by the way, it's a free download in Apple Books, I just found out, you'll see that each episode only touches some of the key points in each chapter. There's just so much in them that I'm not able to cover, and I purposely left out this part of Chapter 4 in order to provide context for today. But in Chapter 4, Sun Tzu outlines the five steps of what I'll call tactical decisioning, or how to determine when, where, and how to fight. And I'm going to translate it out of military speak and into banker speak, but those steps are: number one, determine the economic environment; two, estimate your enemy's financial situation in the area you want to attack; three, determine your financial situation in the area where you want to attack; four, understand what efforts balances that equation; and then five, victory. It's pretty simple, really, when you think about it, but it's very powerful nonetheless. So we've identified the target, and we've launched the attack. Sun Tzu gets pretty poetic here. To quote him, you know, like there are only five musical notes, five cardinal tastes, five primary colors, there are only two methods of attack. And before the comments start rolling in about the comparisons, I know that we in the West have a 12-note chromatic scale, but remember, this was a different culture. Plus, I'll argue that the blues still basically works around a pentatonic or five-note scale, and if it was good enough for Robert Johnson and Muddy Waters, I'm okay with it. But those two methods of attack are direct and indirect. And I like what Sue says in line 11 of Chapter 5, quote, "The direct and indirect lead onto each other in turn. It is like moving in a circle. You never come to an end. Who can exhaust the possibilities of their combination?" Unquote. Like the notes in a scale, colors on a palette, spices on a slab of ribs, the possibilities are infinite. Now, this momentum, or energy, as Sue describes it, is akin to the bending of a string on a crossbow, and the decisioning that we talked about earlier is the pulling of that trigger. So using that analogy, it's easy to see then why culture is so crucial to the process. You've got to be able to attack directly or indirectly before you even pull the trigger. In fact, it's the preparation and the planning ahead of time that makes the decision even that much more powerful. All right, so what does that look like in the bank? Well, a direct attack is pretty obvious. You're keying on a competitor or market and going after them directly. As an example, let's say you're looking at mortgages. This direct attack would be putting out products and marketing materials specifically targeting mortgages. Now, indirect is a little trickier, but oh, so powerful. It's like that perfectly timed bend in a blues solo. It just adds the perfect amount of something extra. Now, an example of this might be, using the mortgage example, creating a concierge service for moving your accounts to the bank. Think about it. You're going after mortgages. You're attacking mortgage production. What are mortgage borrowers doing? They're moving. Might they be moving away from their current banks? We know that location and convenience still plays a huge factor in where consumers bank. So a concierge service for changing banks makes perfect sense as the right spice to a mortgage attack. Your competition is going to respond. They're not going to just let you take business, but now you're the bank that is offering so much more in supporting your direct attack on mortgages. Do you see the infinite number of combinations here? Do you also see how, from your competitor's point of view, it's not as easy to see the overall strategy? To them, it might look like you're just throwing things against the wall to see what sticks. Good. That's the point. Sue says, quote, simulated disorder postulates perfect discipline. You see the method behind the madness. Your employees see the method behind the madness because you've trained them and have the right culture in place. The customers in the marketplace are benefiting from the method behind the madness, and your competition doesn't know what hit them. Congratulations, you've just achieved victory. And this is how Sue supports the earlier statements about victory being achieved before the battle is even fought. This is why culture and all those five factors I've been droning on and on about matter. And here is also why I can't give you the specifics on how to improve your bank, because I don't know your bank. The mortgage concierge service example might not work in your market. I don't know. You know your market, but the method of getting there works and has worked for centuries. Now, we're not quite halfway through The Art of War, and Sue spends the rest of the book going into more detail on previous points, and we'll get into them to be sure, but this idea of creating direct and indirect controlled chaos, for lack of a better term, is so fundamental to the understanding of strategy for community banks. If we as an industry can shift our way of thinking towards an applicable model like this, we are already so keenly positioned for victory in our markets that we can deepen and expand those relationships to the point of being foolproof. So thanks for tuning in today. Check us out next week and follow us on social media. We'll bring you up to speed on some of the other things that we've got going on at Barrett. And we'll update you on future episodes on superhero community banking here on Main Street Banking. Thanks a lot.
Well, that's our episode for today. We hope you've enjoyed yourself and learned a little something. If you haven't already, please feel free to subscribe to our podcast and drop us a 5-star rating. You can follow us at Barrett Banking on Twitter or Barrett School of Banking on Facebook and LinkedIn. And we even have a new Community Banking Road Trip playlist on Spotify highlighting your favorite songs about your home state. Check that out and feel free to submit your favorite song about your state to add to the playlist. We have an ever-growing slate of classes, seminars, and webinars that are available, and not to mention our industry-recognized Graduate School of Banking every May, and we look forward to seeing you at any or all of our events. For more information, check out our website at barrett.ws. And from Memphis, the heart of banking, blues, and barbecue, we'll see y'all next time on Main Street Banking.